Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everything's great, man. Can't complain.
Good. Hey, so let's talk about Howie's Home Run Derby, a big, huge event you're having this Friday at the Legacy Center Sports Complex in Brighton, Michigan. Tell everybody about what it's about.
Correct. Well, you know, now that the city's of Detroit has given me so much, you know, it was about a year ago. My wife and I were talking. We're like, you know, we should really start up a foundation to give back. And so, what I wanted to do is something that would, you know, try to incorporate everyone. You know, people do golf events and you see softball games and bowling, but you know, I thought. You know, event that, you know, a lot of people, you know, would enjoy is a home run derby. And so we've got, you know, age groups, that you can sign up on, Jimmy Howard, foundation.org. That's $35 for an entry fee. And then we've got like age groups from 8 to 11, 12 to 14, 15, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, and then 18 and over. So there's different fields there, so you can, you know, the people that that sign up, you know, will be able to test their strengths out there.
So this is great. You're going to be jacking home runs, and it's such a great cause. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on there. You get to meet Red Wing players. There's going to be kid zones, music, food, everything. I know you and Rachel are stoked to do it to kick off the foundation. You know, dealing with families and kids having health challenges, it's crazy, but there's so much of it. It has to have a huge impact in the community, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to work closely with the children's hospitals in town around the, you know, the city of Detroit. And also, you know, for myself, it's important to continue to work with the Arthritis Foundation because, you know, that's that one, you know, has hit close to home, you know, where I've had several family members dealing with it. And, you know, tragically because of the disease, you know, I had a cousin take his own life because it's been, you know, so debilitating. So it hits home. And for us to be able to be in a position, you know, that we're in to be able to set up an event like this and to, you know, help raise, you know, funds and awareness is, you know, a great feeling for my wife and I.
You've done stuff before with like the Real Men Wear Pink campaign. So this isn't new to you, is it?
No, you know, fortunately, you know, I'm in a position, you know, where I get, you know, I'm very fortunate. I get to play a game for a living. And, you know, it's important, you know, for us, I believe, you know, because the game has given to us so much that, and, you know, the fans and the cities that we play in that, you know, I think we all need to do our piece and give back to the communities.
So you, let's go back to hockey for a second. You're, you finally got healthy again, it would appear to me. You were, I mean, the last couple years, I think in 15, 16, and 16, 17, you were all banged up, and then you finally got healthy this year. Was it good to get back in between the pipes and play as much as you were able to this year?
Yeah, to be able to play in 60 games again this year, for the first time in a while, you know, three, four years. It was great to get back out on the ice and playing every single night. You know, there was two seasons in a row there where, you know, I spent a lot of time, you know, watching on the sidelines, and it was, you know, it's not fun, you know, being, you know, a competitor that I am, that, you know, that we all are in the NHL. When those things are, you know, those are happening, they can be frustrating, but, you know, I've managed to push through.
So you, you know, my entire life, like, the Red Wings have always been really good. And the rivalries that you've had with the Penguins, you know, in 08, 09, everybody knows the history between the two teams and everything like that. But it's really the last time that the Red Wings have mattered and that have won it all and been playing for cups. You guys aren't used to that. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to not seeing the Red Wings on top of the hockey world, or at least, you know, automatically in the playoffs. It has to drive you guys nuts, like, that you've gone through this these last few years.
Well, I think it was, you know, for an organization, at a certain point in time, it becomes inevitable. You know, there's, you know, the parity throughout the league is, you know, the best that it's ever been at. And are we frustrated that we're not in the playoffs for the last 2 years in a row? Yeah. You know, it's no fun coming to, you know, the first week of April and your season ending. But, you know, just, you know, got to keep pushing throughout the, you know, throughout the summer, get ourselves ready, and then, you know, see, you know, what pieces are added and go from there.
How is the new arena in Detroit? Finally, you guys opened up a new building after playing in the Joe for so long.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a state-of-the-art facility. I know for us as players, we absolutely love it. You know, all the amenities that we have now down in the dressing room and having the practice arena attached to the arena is very ideal for us. And to be honest with you, I haven't even been able to get on the boat around the whole building yet. So everyone that you know came in for a game and got to see the building set, there's so many attractions that, you know, you got to go a couple of times before you can take it all in.
What did you think? Jimmy Howard with us. He's got a huge home run derby, Howie's home run derby on Friday in Brighton at the Legacy Center Sports Complex. Don't forget, you can sign up at jimmyhowardfoundation.org. It's $35 to be a part of the home run derby. I'm still wanting to see Jimmy jack a couple of long balls over the wall. Do you?
I don't know if I've got that distance.
Yeah, but this is what we're all waiting for, is to see if you can jack one to left. Do you feel any, like, because I'm a, you know, so hardcore Penguin fan my whole life that it was hard for me. You know, I never liked the Capitals, and the Penguins had beaten the Capitals so many times and tortured Ovechkin. But if there was one guy that I respect beyond all others that I thought should get his name on that cup, it's Ovechkin. The guy has broken his back for that organization, like you have Detroit, and given everything. I mean, every blood, sweat, tear, suffered, just horrific losses in the playoffs, torturous seven-game defeats to the Penguins, to the Rangers. Could you believe he finally broke through? It was pretty cool to see a guy that happy. I've never seen anyone that happy with that cup.
Yeah, no, it was amazing to see, and I think everyone throughout the, you know, hockey world are, you know, excited for him and happy for him. You know, he's one of the, you know, the greats that's ever played this game. You know, one of the guys that you probably go down as having one of the best shots in the league. But you know, it's kind of weird, you know. It wasn't their most talented team they've ever had in Washington, but you know, they had a team, you know, that they battled for each other every single night. You could see that, you know, from what it appeared from the outside looking in, that they were a very close team, which, you know, definitely when you're going into, you know, the war that the playoffs can be, is very beneficial.
Could you believe their coach quit today?
Yeah, I saw that. That was that's pretty weird. So you don't see that too often.
Right.
You know, when the Stanley Cup, you see a coach resign from the organization. So I really don't know too much about it. I just saw it on social media.
So your wife and you get all involved in the charity and everything, like playing, you know, in all these huge games in your career, like, what's the difference for you? Like, how much joy do you get out of playing hockey anymore, in all honesty, compared to the joy that you get helping kids and helping families in their fight with cancer and the like. I mean, I would think, my guess is that you and Rachel are starting to find that that end of things is maybe a little bit cooler than all the hockey accomplishment. You've done it all in hockey. This other thing is probably new for you and such a joy to your heart and your soul. I mean, am I wrong?
And nerve-wracking. I'm more nervous than this than I am for going off the front gate. I wanted to go off of, you know, without a hitch. And I've got a great team, around me that is, but, you know, put in a lot of great effort or, you know, countless hours for me. So I'm just hoping everything goes off without a hitch, you know, Friday night, the weather cooperates and, we're allowed to, you know, raise a lot of money to go out there and, help families and children and around the city of Detroit.
Yeah, I know you will, and I know it's going to be a huge success. Anything that you and the Red Wings do always is. Check out JimmyHowardFoundation.org for the great event, Howie's Home Run Derby, this Friday at the Legacy Center Sports Complex on Goble Drive in Brighton, Michigan. Check it out. Look it up. Sign up. 35 a pop. Jimmy, I love you. Always good catching up, brother. Congrats on the charity.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. Can I add one more thing, though, that I forgot to say about the charity?
Yeah, absolutely.
About the event.
Absolutely.
That, you know, if you don't want to participate in the Home Run Derby, you know, you still can come out. To get into the event is only $10 at the door. So there will be, like you said, a lot of great music, food trucks, and, the Red Wings will have, stuff there for shoot hockey and shootouts and stuff like that. So we got a lot of bounce houses and, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll still be a fun event, even if you don't want to partake in the home run derby.
Yeah, so spectator admission is 10, children under 5, free, bouncy houses, yeah. Everything. Everybody gets a shirt at the event. Jimmy, all the best, man. Have fun Friday.
Thanks.
All right, Jimmy Howard of the Detroit Red Wings, a huge event in Detroit on Friday in Brighton, Michigan. Check it out, Howie's Home Run Derby. There he is, Jimmy Howard of the Red Wings, on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.